The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. And you are listening to the daily briefing on Monday, July 27th at 1 minute past 6 o'clock. If you were tuning in just before the top of the hour, you were hearing some musical selections from an awesome Tacoma-based band called Bess. And yes, as our PSA and notifications do indicate, we are looking for music from local musicians. If you have an EP or tracks or albums or things like that, we definitely do want them. You can email them in at ktqa.org or info@ktqa.org or music@ktqa.org. But for the daily briefing, you can talk to us at daily@ktqa.org. And as usual, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online for those resources. The Washington Listens Support Line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. The number is 1-833-681-0211. Let's start with some state-level news. As of today, July 27th, all people in Washington must now wear masks in all common spaces, such as elevators or hallways, indoor communal living spaces, and basically anywhere that individuals are unable to stay 6 feet away from people who they don't live with. The full memo is available online at coronavirus.wa.gov in the news section. The Washington Emergency Management Division and the Washington Poison Center urge individuals to check the maker of your household hand sanitizer against an FDA recall list of products that were contaminated with an unlabeled methanol, which is a wood alcohol that's toxic to humans and animals in certain quantities. Visit go.usa.gov/XFNCT, or you can call 1-888-INFO-FDA. A wide array of hand sanitizing products have been added to the recall list throughout the month of July. As an aside, when Sam and I in early July gave this particular update on KTQA Daily Briefing about some of the contaminated hand sanitizer products, the one that we had in our cup holder in our car and on our kitchen counter wasn't in the recall list. But later, when we later checked, we noticed that it was. We brought it back to the place of purchase, and they just exchanged it and gave us a credit, and it was all very easy in that respect. So, although initially our hand sanitizer wasn't on that list, the FDA is doing continued tests on hand sanitizers, and new ones are being added to that list. So, to check whether yours is on that recall list, again, that website is go.usa.gov/XFNCT, or you can also call 1-888-INFO-FDA. Public health and safety officials across the state are warning that most lakes, rivers, and beaches have no lifeguards on duty, and while outdoor recreation with members of one's household is generally safe and a healthy activity, swimmers need to be extra cautious. This includes boaters and other kinds of water activities, especially since as the hot weather is very, very hot, people are flocking to bodies of water. Some of those bodies of water remain very, very cold. Most public pools, spray grounds, and water parks are remaining closed to comply with orders from the governor and local health departments. The federally funded $600 per week extra for those receiving unemployment benefits stopped this weekend, but the Washington Employment Security Department notes that anyone waiting for back payments on unemployment claims will still get the additional $600 for all of the unemployed weeks in which applicants were qualified when those payments are made. Job search requirements remain optional through August 1st for those receiving unemployment benefits. More information is found online at esd.wa.gov. We've got some Pierce County news today as well. Pierce County Human Services has services available for residents over 60 years old needing help with accessing food due to limited mobility, illness, or COVID-19 concerns. Individuals can get assistance with food shopping, grocery delivery, lunches to go, and home-delivered meals by contacting the Aging and Disabilities Resource Center. The phone number for that is 253-798-4600. Individuals can also email ADRC, that stands for the Aging and Disability Resource Center, at piercecountywa.gov. The Pierce County Minority Bar Association is hosting a webinar on Thursday, July 30th at 3 p.m. to discuss participation in the U.S. Census. There will be judges, ACLU lawyers, immigration specialists, and community leaders who will navigate questions about immigrants, protection, and how and who to count, and rights to privacy. You must register in advance for this virtual webinar. The link is found on the Facebook page of the Pierce County Minority Bar Association. So if you're on Facebook, or even if you don't have a Facebook account, you can pull up Facebook and search Pierce County Minority Bar Association. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department notes that 1 in 10 people across all age groups who get COVID-19 end up needing hospital care, and that new studies are showing that many with COVID-19 who do not end up needing to be hospitalized are reporting health impacts up to 50 days after their illnesses began. The department urges continued vigilance over hand washing, wearing masks, and severely limiting any interactions outside one's home. Any interactions with individuals from outside one's home. Moving on to the City of Tacoma news. The City Council will host its weekly meeting tomorrow, July 28th at 5 p.m. via Zoom. It will be broadcast in real time on TV Tacoma, at tvtacoma.com online, and on the city's Facebook Live account. Tacoma Public Schools have announced that when school begins in September, all middle and high school students will get a laptop from Tacoma Public Schools running Microsoft Windows. Elementary students will likely get their laptops after January 1st. All devices will be a mix of new and existing equipment. Individual schools will distribute laptops and will reach out to parents about their specific schedules. The district is also partnering with the Foundation for Tacoma Students to provide free internet access for 1 year for qualified families. Email tech@graduatetacoma.org or call 253-327-1448 for information on free internet access. That news actually just came out via social media from the Tacoma Public Schools right before I went to air. So I'm certain that there will be comments, questions, and clarifications that will probably be found in the social media websites and things like that. But you can also, of course, reach out to your child's school, email principals, counselors, individuals who should be able to explain exactly how that distribution will be going on. There are numerous free testing sites in our region. Starting up north, for Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For locations in King County, outside of Seattle, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, and there are a lot of them, visit tpchd.org/COVID test. That's the website of the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. So tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events include a testing event at Gig Harbor High School on Tuesday, July 28th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. A testing event at West Pierce Fire and Rescue Station number 21 on Wednesday, July 29th, from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And a testing event at East Pierce Fire and Rescue and Bonnie Lake High School. That will be on Saturday, August 1st. We're already close to August. Well, that will be Saturday on August 1st, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And of course, patients can also call their healthcare providers for tests. Well, that about wraps it up for our news and updates and announcements and briefings and bulletins here at KTQA. I don't have an interview for us this week, but you can always go to daily.ktqa.org and listen to any of the interviews or briefings that we've done basically since March. There are over 80 of them there. My name is Becky. Sam is my producing partner, and it's just been the two of us working on this daily briefing. If you've got someone that you think has a cool story or project and would be a great interview subject, do email us at daily@ktqa.org. You can also call us at 253-330-8821. You can text us there as well. We do want to give shout-outs to all of our individuals who are staying healthy, all of the kids out there who may be sticking with those summer plans that, helping out your parents, not being too much of a pain, making the best of it. If you think that you are a great interview subject and possibilities, do reach out to us because we love talking with individuals from our community and fostering that sense of connection to individuals in our community. Even if you think, I'm not so special, half the people that I've interviewed for KTQA Daily Briefing didn't think that they were specifically special, but the project that they're passionate about or the part of the city or community that they work for or work towards is special. So do give us a call or email us. Of course, you can always dial the 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line and 211 for statewide community resources. This is Becky with KTQA Daily Briefing. Talk to you on Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.